When I talk on Dhamma, I didn't think that it's me at all. Always the words of the Buddha, no matter who, name, no. Just listen to the realities. In the Buddha's time, I think that no one thought about whether man or woman or monk or lay people. They are talking, using the understanding, try to explain. That's why there are four Buddha Bodhisattva: Bhikkhu, Bhikkhuni, Upasaka, and Upasika. They can study, anyone can, and anyone can attain the enlightenment because no one there. See? So how can be such idea about monk or lay people? Whoever understand the teaching better share with the others. Otherwise, why do we keep just for oneself? Otherwise, the teachings will decline no more. So when I talk on Dhamma, I never thought that it's me, just the understanding. If I have no understanding or it's my own, I wouldn't share with anyone at all because it's my own. But this is the word of the Buddha. Each word conforms the other word. Ariya Satcha, Paramada Dhamma, Tatu, Ayatana.
I think, again, the difference between those people who study the Dhamma, scholars or whoever studies, read the suttas, the Vinaya, Abhidhamma and commentaries, the difference between one means us and you and those who come and listen to you is that when we read the commentaries, for us the impression is that they explain very well. If we don't have their help, it will be very hard to understand. Whereas those people who have a different understanding, they will read and disagree. And they will say that the commentaries came later. We only hear the Buddha's original
words. They always know better.
They always know better.
But it's not like that at all. Never better.
And even like in the case, I know there are bhikkhus who do still value the commentary, but they still understand it wrongly.
If you go in detail with them, converse in detail, they'll end up rejecting some of the commentaries.
Yes, that does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That will happen.
Why do we know better?
Because we don't know. That's what we know.
Wrong understanding. The more one sees that actually there's no self, no one at all. They are only dhammas, so the wholesome dhamma develops and have less and less idea of self.
And why I brought this up is because the other day Robert reminded me, I said Bhikkhu Bodhi, in spite of his different view, he was able to make good translations because he went word to word with the Bali.
Yeah, he's very good in Bali.
No, he translated, he was very faithful to the original. But then Robert said, that was in the beginning. Afterwards, he came with footnotes about saying that he disagreed with the commentaries here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Why did he know about that?
Robert said, I was not seeing this.
Well, if you look, he's done
wonderful work. It's just amazing. You know, I think when you look at that book recently, the Sutta Nipata, that Bhikkhu Bodhi has translated, you'll find comments saying that he disagrees here and he disagrees there.
And but can he explain better?
He just says he disagrees there because...
Just disagree.
He'll sometimes... He has some justifications at times. I'm just trying to remember at times where he says that, he justifies it in some ways about his opinion in this situation and in that
but
situation.
But reality is beyond words.
Yes,
the translation is only the understanding of the language, mm-hmm. but not the truth.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm.
Like we talk about, we don't have to use any word for seeing, but try to explain that it's here and now by what conditions. Actually, it's not me at all, so I usually do not listen to person, but to what that person just talk about. I don't mind names at all.
There was one thing, ma'am, you should also go through it, it's very, very wonderful. Sati, sati was carefulness. Every time in Thailand there
this is the word translated from the Pali, but what is the reality of sati?
Mindfulness.
We just talk about no one, no self.
Yes.
So each word represents a reality. And people just use the word loosely. And I think that it doesn't matter who agrees or disagrees.
Yes, ma'am.
It depends on the truth of it.
Yes,
exactly.
And who knows better than the Buddha?
No one.
That's why Chaitanya cannot be the path. Otherwise, you don't need any panya at all. Just Chaitanya. See?
Just intention. Then
we all have intention to be the best. We all, if we could choose, we want to be enlightened. That's intention. That should work. Why not? That should help us become enlightened. But it's not a factor of the path. That's what Acharya is saying. Right? We can have what we think is intention in the right thing. But intention is not the path.
I think sometimes people get confused with intention when they think when the Buddha said Chaitanaham Bhikkhave Kammam Vadami, they think that's to do with kamma, having the right attitude or the right intention. So they get, there is confusion if there's not the understanding of, as Ajahn said, the word by word. Because the word ultimately is not the understanding. You know, you can use all the right words, you know, understand Pali very well, but if you don't understand truly what those words mean, then there will be problems.
Usually they don't think about the person who is speaking it all. What is that? What does it mean? Is it real? Is it possible? Yeah. And I know that it's his own or her own understanding in words, not the Buddha's.
Now it's going to be different. It's now because... Sir, even she has given me 2-3 books. I'm going to complete it. And I'm trying to finish my things like here only, because when I go back, she won't be there, I can ask the questions to her.
I wanted to suggest this thing, DST to him. Can you give details to him? You can continue discussions on the internet with John and Sarah, Acham's very old students. Very good discussion group. Nina is also there. She also will answer everything. So that's if you cannot meet Acham, that's the second best alternative. That's the best alternative.
But sir, for me, I was a challenge for myself only, because a person who doesn't know the A of the Abhidhamma, who doesn't have the beginning also, and who doesn't know that coming to situation, this kind of situation will be there in the Bangkok. I was challenging for me. She, within the 3 days, at least have got the glimpse of the what is the Dhamma.
Which makes glimpse. Me very happy. Makes us all
And
very
because
happy.
Of you also and all of you. Because you all have from 19 years, 10 years, 20 years.
because in there, Nina, you know Nina wrote.
Yes, sir, I have got 2-3.
She's very good. Sarah, and Jonathan, they're very good.
Sarah.
They're very good understanding. They will help. But you'll find other people who want to, find fault with a chance of him also writing, but don't ignore you can ignore them.
Akhil, the point, whatever you're reading, when it comes to Dhamma, is to understand the reality now. It's for the purpose of helping you to understand better what life is now. Right? So if you don't forget that, then you don't mind what you're reading. So long as it helps you to understand. You know, even one book is enough. It's more than enough.
Exactly. Sir.
Right?
Now, as hearing her and getting the understanding of this thing, I think, sir, a one word of the Buddha is one life.
any word, because it's deep in meaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand one word deeply, you understand everything also. Right? Now, what I want to say is that in this Dhamma study group, you'll be able to download English discussions where Achan is also present. Mm-hmm. So you can listen to the English discussions also.
Audio.
The words of the Buddha should be understood clearly, not just being different while one reads
and
just one
word. Chan, the words of the Buddha is meant to give for free, not to receive.
Right, yeah.
Sir, I would like to say something. You are saying that Bhikkhuni order has been from since last 100 years or 200 years, it's not been there, and what the people right now practicing and they're taking as an ordinance are wrong, it's completely wrong. But I think so, sir, it's a revival of the Bhikkhuni order. What I have seen in the media, revival of the Bhikkhuni order. And second thing is what, it was a initiation which was started by Mahaprajapati Gautami. If that order is not there, then what about the women in the society?
No, but that time it was also predicted by the Buddha that it will die out. And dying out means, because there are no conditions. So if there are no conditions means...
There were conditions, sir. Die out in the sense that means that much only,
shashana,
that nobody is
knowing. After that, other things, even the monks will die out one day.
In the Buddha Shashana, sir.
Yes.
Then there is no understanding. Prajapati Gautami was an arahata.
Yes, ma'am.
It's time for a woman to become enlightened after that degree. That's why he allowed women to become monk, female monk.
Yes. Sir, ma'am, I would just say one more point.
Did Buddha want women to become monk?
Starting he was not wanting, but later on he agreed.
Because what reason? Is there any reason? So he laid many rules more than monk's rule for women to become monk,
yes, ma'am,
and to ordain the other,
yes,
women,
ma'am.
Yeah, in but order to have it died away after his passing away.
Ma'am, what you are saying, it's right, but ma'am,
because you see that lay people can become enlightened up to the degree of Anagami, but having attained arahatship, they have to be monk or
they have to be ordained.
Yes.
And what about the ma'am? What about the upasak and upasikas? The one sangha is also of there, ma'am. What about the equality, liberty, fraternity, and justice in the Buddhism?
Because you see that as soon as one has become enlightened to the degree, no kilesa to live lay people's life anymore. Would you like to live with a person who'd like to dance and sing all day from morning?
But do you know what anagami is? Remember the four stages of enlightenment? The first stage is sotapanna, the second one is sakadagami, the third stage is anagami, and the fourth stage is arahata.
The last.
Last is arahata.
Arahata, four stages of enlightenment.
Yes.
So Ajahn says that lay people, upasika,
and upasaka as well,
they can get enlightened until the level of anagami.
Arahata. As soon as he.
As soon as they become arahata, they have to become monks or
they have
or
to
not.
Leave the home, lay people.
Or die in 7 days.
They can't live in society.
On that day. Yes.
They cannot be in the world of
upasaka.
Yes.
They have to pass away this world, ma'am.
No, they have
moment.
Like
no, no.
Suttodana.
If they don't know Suryodhana. If they don't become
father of Buddha, not Buddha. Ma'am,
so what's the point of becoming a monk? Say for a woman, a man, just wanting to become or see the better life.
Yes.
And there's no question. The thing is, many people have this sense that when they hear something like there cannot be bhikkhuni, and that some people object to the idea of ordaining bhikkhunis because they have this understanding that it's not a time for bhikkhunis. So some people object and think in terms of, oh, no equality between men and women,
sir. Yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
But it's not something would come to your mind at that time. It's just the way it is, right? Because what if I told you that what about when the Buddha didn't want to ordain women? Was he unjust? Was he being biased towards men? No, it's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And also in the text it's stated that a Buddha cannot be born a woman. What do you think about that? Right?
But sir, he's a son.
And what about the fact that being born a woman or a man is a result of slightly different karma? One is superior to the other. What about that? Are you okay with that? But facts are facts. Reality is reality. Mm-hmm. And someone who has right understanding, why would he be proud of being a man? Right? There's no idea of a man or woman. You could be an animal next life. You were an animal next life, and that's worse than being a woman, isn't it? And a woman can become the bhikkhuni you were talking, can become arahata. So that's great. So it says nothing about who's superior and inferior, except the fact.
No, sir, these are the questions which I face.
And what is the point of being a monk and play piano? You said monk.
Now no words are there.
He is very surprised.
We have this idea that, oh, it's so easy to be a monk. It's not easy to be a monk. It is a very difficult
life. What about the person who do not understand the teachings at all and just want to be a monk?
I agree with you there. There's many monks who don't understand
so
the teachings.
Is that real?
Ma'am, what do you think, ma'am? What do you think,
it's
ma'am?
Really a mess.
I think that it's so very dangerous to disrespect Buddha.
So why do you think, as John said, it's very, to become a monk, it can be very disrespectful to the Buddha? Why do you think, as John said that?
Because you don't have the complete understanding of Dhamma.
In the Buddha's time, there were many bad monks.
Yes, it has
right?
starts from that very beginning.
And, but the Buddha will accept them as monks.
During his discourses, because they realized they're wrong.
And he made rules in reaction to.
Yeah, every
rules.
Time, that's what the whole night.
Every time a bad monk will commit a fault, then there will be a new rule, right? At the Buddha's time, there were many bad monks, and why did the Buddha accept them?
Not accept. He said that monk is. Robber and many
were. Many things about bad monks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would not accept robbers and killers.
Anyone who do evil deeds, would you like to pay respect to that person?
No. Well, I would like to pay respects to Angulimala.
When?
When he was a monk. Once he became enlightened.
Mm-hmm. But not before.
No, not before. Mm-hmm. But I mean during there were other monks in the Sangha during the Buddha's time. Who
and what did Buddha call them?
I don't know.
Not monk in Dhamma Vinaya.
Yeah.
But why would he accept them as monks in the beginning?
Well, that's very complex. Area, we can't speak on that behalf of the Buddha. But I know, like in the case, I have read a little bit about Devadatta, why people would say, why would he ordain him? And he knew what he would do. He would saw, no doubt, that when he weighed up all the different variables, it was an advantage for him. It was an advantage for him. But latterly, so he gave him that opportunity, even though he knew what he was going to do. It was still some advantage there for him that he was able to still have respect before he died for the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, for the Buddha and the Dhamma when he died. So I think each situation would be very difficult, and in the end I think these areas are quite complex. I don't think they're easy to say for sure. There are different rules made at different times, and like we spoke recently, because some rules were made even in the case of, like in that Mahavaposara Sutta, where the Buddha knew that monk was impure, the Buddha himself.
Oh yes.
The Buddha himself knew that this monk was impure, but he couldn't do any. He. That's why he had Sariputta or Monk Moggallana, who had to help him. The Buddha can't. He can't lift out a monk and out of the room and say you shouldn't be here. A Buddha can't do that. So these, some of these areas are very complex.
I want to know one thing in Buddhism, that a lot of people say every Buddha is Arhat, but every Arhat is not Buddha. Why it's like this?
Can you say that again?
A lot of the people say, ma'am, every...
A lot of people who don't understand.
Ma'am,
can you say anything?
Okay, take it that way, that fashion. Is something like this?
Like what?
We want to know what you said. Every Buddha or every Buddhist?
Buddhist.
Every Buddha.
Buddha.
Every Buddha.
Buddha.
Every Buddha is an Arahat, and every Arahat is not a Buddha.
Because there is only one Buddha at a time in the whole universe, or more than. Universe, not just one universe. There can never be two Buddhas at the same time at all, because of his incomparable virtues.
But that's only a Sammasambuddha. There are other Pacheka Buddhas, but
not at the same time.
Very subtle, so enlightened.
Not at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So say it again.
Remember, every Buddha was Arhat, but it is not necessary that every Arhat is Buddha.
Certainly, because many Arhatas.
There's many at the time of a Buddha.
But one Buddha.
One Sammasambuddha.
Sariputta was Arhata, Moggallana, and many disciples became enlightened at the level of Arhata, but not Sammasambuddha at all.
What's the difference between Arahata and Sambuddha?
Do you know what's the difference?
Arahata, who is not Buddha, must be Savaka, disciples only, without the teachings of the Buddha. He could become enlightened, but because of the words of the Buddha and his accumulation to become Arahata, conditioned to be an Arahata, but not at level of Buddha. So the three gems, Buddhang Sarang Gacchami, Dhammang Sarang Gacchami, Sangkhang, not the Buddha. Three gems, Buddha one, Dhamma one, and Sangha one. And Sangha here means only the enlightened, no matter monks or lay people, is Sankharatana. Monk who hasn't enlightened, as even Sotapanna or whatever, cannot be Sankharatana, just Samuti.
It's Sangharatna. Sangharatna.
Three gems, Buddha.
Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami, Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam
Gacchami. And Sanghang is not Buddha, but his disciple.
Sangha Buddha, Bhagavan Buddha ka bhi shishya.
Otherwise there must be two. But this is Buddha Saranam Gacchami, only one. And Dhammam Saranam Gacchami, the Bodhipakkhiya Dhamma, Dhammas which will lead to enlightenment. And Sanghang Saranam Gacchami, no matter monk or lay people, only those Arya.
Arya Sangha. You can,
Arya Sangha.
You also have the concept, it's called Samuti Sangha.
Actually, it's not the person, but the Dhamma which had attained enlightenment. So it's not the monk that we see on the street, no, nothing about the teachings. And lay people like Anada Bindika, Sivaka Kumarapata, and many, many lay people are Sankharatana, the enlightened person, no matter lay people or monk.
Ma'am, Sangharatanam are the enlightened ones?
Only those who are enlightened.
So we should not say Buddham Sharanam Gacchami?
Buddhang is paying respect to the Buddha.
Buddha, Sangha and Dhamma.
And his teachings, the Dhamma which would lead to be, to attain enlightenment. So the Sangha, anyone, man or woman, monk or lay people, who had attained enlightenment. Otherwise, how can we respect the person who has become enlightened? And when that person has become enlightened, no matter Sangha or lay people, the virtues of becoming enlightened people, they are Sankaratana. Only those who have become enlightened. So even Sotapanna, Sakatagami, Anagami, eight persons.
She is saying exactly what you are saying, but she is adding one thing more. If we are not in the Sangha, we can go in the Sharan of Sangha. Sharan. Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Sharanam. The shelter of the Sangha, we can go there, but we are not the...
What do you mean by go there?
You are there. You are there, it means you are there. Not go there. Sharanam. Charanam. Buddham Charanam Gacchami.
Charanam. Saranam. Saranam. In Thai.
Ma'am, Buddham Charanam Gacchami.
Yes, what does it mean?
Charanam Gacchami. Sangam. Charanam.
Saranam in Thai. Yeah. But you pronounce as a Charanam.
Charanam.
Charanam. We use the NG and use M. Yeah.
She is saying that we are in the refuge of the Sangha, but we are not Sangha. She is saying.
Yes, again, please.
Ma'am, she is saying we are in the refuge, we are in the shelter of the Sangha.
No, you, only the Dhamma, the 37 Dhamma, Potipakkhiya Dhamma, can be the Dhamma Saranam Gacchami. These are the 37 Bodhipakkhiya Dhamma, no one can attain, there wouldn't be the attaining of enlightenment, no matter what level.
Dhamma bhi saitisi hai, wahi hai dhamma mein, dhammam charanam gacchami. Uske, apart from that, 38 kuch nahi hai. Nahi, wo bata rahi nahi cheez. Saitisi hai. Got it, ma'am. She got it. Ma'am, you are saying that only 37 types of dhamma
called Bodhi Pakkhiya Dhamma.
Bodhi Pakkhiya.
Bodhi is enlightened. And Pakkhiya Dhamma.
Factor. Bodhi Pakkhiya Dhamma bolte unko.
Factor.
Win or win.
Pakkhiya.
Pakkhiya. P-A-C-C. 37 types, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Today I came to know. I was thinking of this.
But if you don't understand the meaning, number doesn't give enough. Yeah.
See, I can't say truthfully that I'm a Buddhist. But I do think, I have the sense that the way to show respect to Samasam Buddha, the teachings, is here now, listening, having this Dhamma discussion. I think this is the best way to pay respect. Not go to a wat and kneel down and bring flowers and put things in pots. Those to me seem meaningless as rituals and ceremony. Not in this time. Maybe a long time ago. But it just seems like a performance. Here, now, listening to the Dhamma, to Ajahn, give us the teachings. Because a good teacher withholds nothing, gives everything. So I think this is a good way of showing respect.
Just on that aspect of Sangha, you've got two types of Sangha. One is called Samuti Sangha, like the monks who are about today. It's called Samuti Sangha. It's just a conventional idea of Sangha. But Ajahn was pointing out before, like when the monks recite the tribute to the Sangha, you know, when we say Yadidam Jatari Purisyugani Yakta Purisapugala Es Sawaka Sangha, he's referring to the four types, Chattari, the namely Yadidam Chattari, the four types, and then the eight types of people, you know, so it was referring to
Sotapatimagga, Sotapatipala, that's the four, Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahata, that's the four types. So we're referring there to the, when you pay, you know, when you pay tribute to the Sangha, and you start off by saying, how does it, can you remember how it goes when we say in the Pali, when you pay tribute to the Sangha, the Mahasangha, when people say, I'm just trying to remember, John, how do we start off when we pay tribute to the Sangha? No, but in the, when you say Buddham,
Supatipanno,
yeah, Supatipanno, Bhagavato, so, and so on. You've probably heard that many times. That's Supatipanno. They have completed the training. They are Supatipanno, Bhagavato, Sāvaka Sangho, the ones who have well gone in the path. That's referring to the Aryan Sangha. But when we refer to other monks, we're just referring to what's called the Simuti Sangha, the conventional Sangha, and they're very different. So, and Ajahn's pointing out, it's about the moment of realization. That's what we pay respect towards. Yeah.
That's why we must study the teachings respectfully. Otherwise, the other words, which is wrong, is against the teachings. And the one who does not understand the teaching, but teach one's own understanding, that's the destruction of the teachings.
And there will be a time when the Buddhist teachings cannot be understood. There are four types of people. There were those who heard the word and became enlightened, and others. But now there are only two types left, with much, much, much work, because conditions don't exist for people of the two superior types of, to use a word. If you can help me to clean this explanation up, that would help. Yes, Ajahn.
There are the ones who are like Sariputta, who are Ugatitanyu. They are really quick to understand. And then there's the second one, I'm forgetting the Pali word, but they're
just... type of understanding. Well,
yes.
It's type of understanding.
Yeah, the type, just the lotus just below the water, before the bloom.
Low, high and up.
Yeah, and the low ones. But sometimes it's misunderstood because we're considered niya, Ajahn.
Niya,
us people here, listening to the Dhamma.
Because according to the one who become enlightened quickly, like Sariputta.
Yes.
There are four lines from Sachi. He became enlightened after two lines.
Yes.
The person who has become and then become after two lines. So he listened the other two lines while he was Sotapanna. While Moggallana, four lines, after four lines, he became enlightened. So just the showing the difference, accumulation, who will know faster than the other. And for Ukhati Tanyu Pakula, and then Vipanchu, and then Mayabukon, one who can become enlightened in this life, and the other, Pattaparama, even study a lot, learn a lot, understand a lot, but the condition's not right yet to become enlightened.
And that's us.
Anyone who hasn't become enlightened in this life is Pattaparama. That's why there are three levels of understanding. Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. And Panya knows what is what. For the person who doesn't have understanding, they thought that they were Sotapanna, not understanding anything at all. Just go to meditation center, walk unnaturally. So anytime you see the monks walk in row, slowly, very slowly, it's not the Buddha's path. He didn't tell anyone to do like that at all.
Yes, ma'am, I have seen in Mahabodhi, Mahavira and Bodhiya, people start to walk like that.
Yeah.
1 foot to 1 foot, it takes around 5 minutes for them.
Yeah.
So I was saying, he's putting his foot like this way to this way in the 5 minutes. I think he will take his whole life to carry to the main temple.
Yeah.
I have recorded their footsteps. Actually, I was seeing the condition of their mind. that what is their thinking is controlling their footsteps, or footsteps is controlling their thinking. I was recording because I need the video shots. That was my only reason. Later on, when the steps was over, then I asked them, sir, what was this? Please, can you describe me? This walking was controlling my consciousness. So I said, sir, why are you doing here? You can do this part in your country also. It's only controlling in India in this part. It can be controlling at your place also. Why are you doing here? Then he was looking at me. He didn't answer me and he got out from this. I was very straight. You should do this type of walking in your country also.
That's why I say all the time that meditation center destroys the teaching of the Buddha anywhere, anytime. Buddha didn't accumulate parami so long to just tell people to do like this. What for?
She says performance. Buddha didn't told Dhamma to do this
so
kind of thing.
So much we appreciate anyone who come to listen to the teachings and understand, because it's not easy and it's not quite right time for anyone, only those who have accumulation. And each is different by conditions, each moment.